message, you know, but he reminded me of Psalms, I believe it's 27:13. So I told Beth, I said, I guess this title, Believe to See the Goodness of God. And I was thinking about today. I started thinking about today. How many knows God's goodness is God's glory? Yeah. It's His glory. It's His manifest glory and favor. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, you know, I believe to see God's goodness just personally. You got a purpose, and, I mean, you got to train yourself to believe to see the goodness of God in your situations. I don't care what it is, if it's health-wise, if it's financial-wise. I was thinking today about when we had shut down for COVID, somebody come through here and I came down. I felt to come down here, and I came down here, and then done took out a bunch of stuff and left some stuff. So I believe I got here right on time before they got the rest of the stuff, you know. But they stole our guitars and stuff and stole some stuff and everything. And so I turned to the scriptures and I said, God, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Come on, somebody, I'm teaching you something. God, they may have been drug heads. They may have been, it don't matter. You know, they were influenced by my enemy and by our adversary. You know, and so we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I told the Lord, I said, but Lord, I said, I read in your word when I catch the enemy stealing, you need to listen to the Bible. If you believe the enemy's trying to steal from you, if you believe he has stole from you or whatever, you know, it says that we can make him pay seven times. Seven times what he has to pay back seven times. And so I learned that over the years and used it in my own life. And when I knew the enemy had stole through somebody or whatever, praise God. And so I just started declaring, Satan, you're going to pay that church back sevenfold in the name of Jesus. I caught you. Well, I'm not going to turn to them, you know, or whatever, you know. I even went out in the streets and I offered $500 reward just for somebody to tell me who got the guitars. So they know. Everybody knows. Around here, hallelujah. Praise God. And I told them, I said, I'm not going to persecute them. I said, I'm going to invite them to church. I'm going to invite them to the Lord. How many knows why I was doing that? I was breaking the back of the enemy. So in my sermon after that, I was preaching that, and somebody in another state was listening to us and heard it and sent a $3,000 check. And so the guitars were worth about maybe $800-900, you know. So we got $3,000 payback, hallelujah. How many knows you can do that in your life? It's not just the church. It's what the Bible says. If the enemy is caught, he has to pay back. What I was doing is believing to see God's goodness in that bad situation. Amen? And when things come against our body or whatever, you know, finances, you know, We have to handle things in the natural, you know. Well, just like they went up to $600 on our dumpster down here a month. That's terrible, Mac. $600 a month. It'd been about two or so or whatever, you know. And that they kept increasing. And there come a time when I thought, devil, you're not going to rob the church. You know, you're not going to do it anymore, praise God. And so... I just rose up in myself, you know, and I said, God, I thank you that you're going to anoint me to handle that. That's believing for God's help. When you start thanking God and believing God in your situations to give you, you need wisdom on that go-kart. Max, yeah, man. He knows. Well, you know, Max trying to help somebody, praise God. I mean, that might seem stupid that I'm saying that, but God knows every wire on it, everywhere every wire goes. He knows how to cause Max's hands to move, praise God, and figure it out and don't even know how he figured it out. You know why I know that? Because if he believes to see God's goodness, I've did it with things I thought I couldn't do, thought I couldn't straighten out, thought I couldn't fix, over and over. Well, anyways, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, help me. So I called the people, you know, and you have to handle things in the natural. You're going to have to handle things in the natural. But see, you're anointed to handle your stuff. The anointing of God is in you, and we, you know, the more that we will lean on the Lord and believe to see God's goodness, the more God's wisdom will come. And we need to ask him, Lord, we need more of your wisdom, more of your anointing in our lives, God. We need to be in that shield of faith that you've given. We need more, Lord. We need you to increase us as we get into your word and meditate on your word. Believe that you'll write it in the tables of our heart. Well, I handled that deal. I called them, you know, and I said, well, I said, I tell you what I'm willing to do. I said, I'm willing to cut it off. I said, and buy a 16-foot trailer and haul it off before we pay that kind of money. I said, it's the church. I said, it's a giveaway. I said, and I wasn't looking for them to have pity on us. We got plenty of money. How many knows God can take care of all your financial needs? No problem. Financial problems are no problem. That's what he told Abraham. He says, is there anything too hard for me? There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too big. But see, it's not, a lot of it's just not up to God. It's up to me and you to stand and believe. The Bible says he give the earth to the children of men, to us. He's given us authority down here to bring in the blessing of the Lord through our faith and through our stance. Well, you know what? When it was all said and done, it was down to 200 and something from 6. Don't cut it off. No, you've been with us a long time. I've been with God a long time. That's what makes the difference. The more you walk with God, when the enemy, you know, that lady said, I don't know why they went up like that. And I started to tell her, I do. There's a real devil. There's real flesh. There's real mistakes. I could have went into all that bit, but I don't have to. Right? I said, well, it don't matter, praise God. I said, just get her fixed and we're good. We won't get us a trailer, hallelujah, praise God. Well, the Lord fixed that problem. Now, I remember another time when the Lord told us to start a church down here and we pioneered it. We didn't have another ministry forking money or anything, you know. And so I had to have all of this rezoned. You know, and the Lord was telling me this thing. He said, I want you to tell them this. He said, because everything that I done that you stood in my will, he said, was my favor and my goodness. He said, you saw my goodness. He said, you know, well, they all made it impossible. You know, just all made it impossible to do it. They said, no. You had to send letters, you know, to rezone, and everybody within 500 so many feet of this building had to okay rezoning this so we can start a church. And so it come back no. You know, every letter went back no. The mayor called me up and he said, well, they all said no. And I said, well, and I'm thinking to myself, man, we can't get a lawyer to do just to fight to get a, you know, we don't have the money right now to get a lawyer, you know, and all of that, you know. And so, I mean, I had $300. How many knows when it's impossible? That's when, if you believe, he will show up and he will bring his provision into your life. Hallelujah. And you will know that it's God. They won't nobody be able to convince you other words. The devil can come and say, God ain't real. God ain't going to move for you after you kill the bear, after you kill the lion. The Bible says, cast not therefore away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, after that you've stood and believed that he will rezone the building. In all the impossible situations that they told you and said, you know, after that you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I remember I'm on my way. After I told him, I said, well, what do I got to do, you know? What's my next step? He said, well, you have to go before the board that comes once a month. They come a building committee. They, you know, and they go over what businesses ought to be here and what can the planning committee. Well, this month that was coming up, they had some guys coming out of Birmingham. But I believe they was angels. I believe God set them up however long back yonder that he needed, because he knew the time that he was going to tell you by his stripes you were healed. He going to tell, he going to quicken to you that all the blessings of God are in him. Yes and amen. I believe that he has a specific time, and that was one of them. Well, ended up, praise God, I went to that meeting, and they all was there that said no. And I was surrounded with the whole city seemed like was there. You know, and I felt like a whipped puppy. I'm sitting there, and I felt like, man, there's nobody for me in this building. And I thought, if God be for us, see, you got to know the word. And you got to train yourself to be looking unto Jesus, the author, the one that started your salvation, right? God wasn't lost. He knocked and you said, come on in. Hallelujah. See, you got to always be looking to the one that started your salvation in all of your life. All of your moving, all of your going, all of your being, all of your believing. I believe you'll have a back porch. I've seen Teresa believe. I'll finish that up in a minute. Well, we're here. I don't have to finish it. They all started giving the reasons why that we couldn't have a church here. One old man, he's probably not here. He can't be here. It's 22 years ago. he was an old man. He gave his reason. He said he's liable to open an old folks home. I almost popped up out of my chair and said, if I did, you would be the first one to need it. But I didn't. The Bible says, and what does it say in Isaiah 54:17? It says, no weapons formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. I was standing on that word. This whole city seemed to be against me. But I was standing on that word. No weapons formed against me will prosper. But now, at the same time, I was going in his strength, in his faith, believing that this is going to happen. I'm not going to stagger according to what you've told me. You told me to start this church. Now the first step is almost impossible, but the Bible says all, Luke 9:23 says all things, somebody say all. All things are possible to those that believe. Hallelujah. There's some believers in this house tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, and so all of that happened, and they said, so be it. Just do it, praise God. And I come out and I give God glory all the way down to the Bible study we was having. I didn't even shut it off. I don't believe in backing up. I had to be there, and I had Teresa to start the Bible study off. She ain't never done a Bible study. I didn't know if I was going to make it back or not, but I told her, I said, just start it off, I'll be there. That started at 6, and we started at 7, I think. Well, I was just a little bit late, but I was here, praise God. Hello. Why? I could have quit, but I remember turning one day in between waiting on the promise to get here. I mean, no, sometimes you got to wait. You got to be willing to wait and not lose heart. You got to be willing to wait and say, I'm not going to cast away my confidence in God. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what my body says. I don't care what people say, what my job says, what my boss says, what my teachers say. I don't care what they say. I'm going to stand and believe God in the middle of impossibilities. Hallelujah. Well, I remember turning one day in between waiting on that, praise God, and going up through there, and I was at Brooksville Crossing over here, and I turned left on 79. I was going to check a job. How many knows he'll mess with you at work? I was at work. He's messing with me at work, hallelujah. Well, I just had this thought. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You won't get that rezoned. You're not going to have a church. And I mean, it's trying to get to my heart. How many knows the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, basically got none of these scriptures. 2 Corinthians 10 over there, it says, casting down them thoughts, them imaginations that comes to you that is contrary, cast them down. It says casting down every thought, bringing every thought into captivity. You got to get those thoughts that says you ain't going to be healed. You ain't going to come out prosper financially. You ain't going to have your back porch. You ain't going to get the go-kart going. No, he's going to get it going. But you know what? God, he's determined. And he's walking with God. We're walking with God. Well, you know what? I cast those thoughts down and I come back out of my mouth and I said, Satan, you might as well shut up. God told me that I could, that he wants me to start a church down there. And if God be for me, they can't nobody be against me. Pray God. I begin to proclaim. And then I used 1 Corinthians 15, 7, I believe it is. It says, thanks be unto, but thanks be unto God. You might get to church. What does it say? Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through the one we've given our heart to. Right?
Yes.
Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Right?
Yes.
Praise God. We go, and the Bible says in Ephesians, it says in Ephesians 6, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that's where the challenge is with us, praise God, that we got to get our mind set on the Lord in our situations that looks impossible. I have to believe God now. I mean, I'm only 59 nearly, but the garage doors feel heavier. They're not. They thin in the metal down, Mac. They're actually lighter. But you know what? I told Teresa the other day, I said, it don't matter where we're at or what we're doing. I said, I believe God to strengthen me to keep on doing what I want to do. I believe it. Thank you, God. Scotty has the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I give him thanks. I don't just think it. It says, thanks be unto God. You know what that means? Thanks be unto God. That means that I'm thanking him out loud with my mouth that this church is going to be here. Now, if I looked in the natural and give in to how I felt discouraged. I know what discouraged feels. But I didn't lay down and say, I'm going back to Faith Restoration, God. The whole world's against me. God, I've lost this and I've lost that, and Satan will come in all that time and give you a million reasons why you need to lay down and put up a white surrender flag. He tries to use my dead mama, my dead dad, my dead sister, my dad brother. Right? He tries to use all those in times when the battle's on. When the battle's on, he'll bring up the past. He'll bring up the past griefs you have. Why? Just to get you to lay down and cast away your confidence, which is going to bring you to victory. So then is the time when you don't feel like it, when you don't feel like, you know, out loud thanking God, thank him. If you're attacked in your body, get up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 7. Lord, thank you, Lord, right now that you always give me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. And then you quote the scripture if you need to, because Jesus took it on him in Isaiah. And then 1 Peter said, by his stripes I'm healed, Lord. And I thank you right now, Lord, that I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. That's why everybody don't receive, Mac. They give in. They just quit. They quit encouraging themselves in the Lord in the times of battle. Hallelujah. That's what the psalmist David, he was in battle with natural men, natural armies and all of that. He said, I would have fainted lest I believe to see the goodness of God right where I live. Praise God, I've used that for nearly 30 years, praise God, that scripture, hallelujah. And I've told the Lord a lot of times, Lord, I would have quit a long time ago, Lord, about the church if I hadn't believed to see your goodness. I would have believed a long time ago, God, when you give me that land and I was cleaning it off, because I believe that you give that for me and Travis, you know, to sell later on, that was some of your promises that you was giving me, laying up for my old age. Hallelujah. And then, I mean, things broke down. I mean, you know, a lot of different things. Challenges come, discouraging. There was times I would just get in my truck and leave there, Monty, because I would be so discouraged, because I felt like every time I would try to move forward, something breaks, something happens. I went to how the lines run, and the whole people all the way around the whole place didn't like me anymore. Even the one that said if I growed a pot field over there, he'd watch it. He didn't like me no more. Y'all remember the story? So I would just have to leave, and I would say, God, I want you to touch them, God. Let them know I'm not trying to take nothing from them, God. You gave me this, God, and I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You said if my ways, see, thanks be unto God. You know what? I don't believe I've got an enemy around me over there now. I believe they all really like me. All of them's got my number. I hadn't had no cows over there, and one of them that didn't like me called me up, and a tree had fell over on my pasture fence, and I had no cows over there for 3 months, you know. I knew the fence, the thing was on there, and I thought, I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no cows over there. They ain't going nowhere. Well, I called me up. Hey, Mr. Weston, he said, you got a fence over the tree on the fence. I said, okay, thank you, man. He said, I just didn't want your cows to get out. That's one of the ones. Right. Hallelujah. Watching out for my cows that's not even over there. Praise God. But what if I hadn't stood on this? What if I'd have given in, went over and said, all of y'all take this job and shove it. I ain't coming over here no more. No, I did not. I stood on that hill up there, Mac, and they didn't know nothing about it. And I would say, God, you gave me this land. You needed me over here in the middle of all these miserable drug people, Lord. You need the anointing on this hill. And I would just pray over all of them and say, God, I thank you, Lord, if the anointing is not... See, what I'm saying is my confidence was in the Lord. That's why I didn't get discouraged. See, if your confidence ain't really in the Lord, you will get discouraged. You will surrender. You will. But if you draw your strength from the Lord, hallelujah, did you know you can have all of the Lord you want? I can have all of the wisdom of God I want. All I got to do is ask him and then walk forth and believe that I'm walking in the wisdom of God. You know, the Bible declares that grace can be multiplied to us. The grace that he said, and walk in this grace also, that tells me I cannot walk in some of God. But I can have all of his wisdom. We have it. We have it, praise God. The more knowledge you get and the more that you act on what you know, the more that you walk in what you have. And the more that you will get more of what you have. Hallelujah. I was told Travis the other day, I said, believe to get out of debt. I say it here, some people are like, right, he gets all up in our business. I'm not in your business. I want you free. I want you free. I walk with God, and I believe God when nothing was going right in my life. And I when I did surrender to it and everything and found out that's what it was, I got right back up. You might have surrendered to unbelief. Give up on your dream. Laid it down. But it's never too late to pick it up. Pick it up and believe God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know what? That land is complete. I went on took me about three years after work, about every hour, working hot, sweating, dozers tearing up, rebuilding the motors. When I'm laying there, it got me boards over, it's raining when I ain't working, and I got a tarp, and I'm laying, and water's running under me. I'm laying under there with water running under the boards that I've got and building the dozer engine. Because I'm like, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to build this if I need to build this to get my dream done. And I'm going to believe you in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'll help me to do it. And I built that dozer under there, built that engine, and finished clearing that off with that dozer. Hallelujah. Praise God. So no matter what comes, it may not be that. It may be you want a back porch. That might seem insignificant to everybody that is around you that don't get on the bandwagon and say, oh, I'm just going to buy you a 2x4. Oh, I'm just going to buy you, I'm going to buy you that. Nobody don't have to get on that wagon with you. You just stay on that train and you say, God, I saw Teresa one time, I want screen doors. Every time she'd tell me, I'd be like, God, man, is that all our problem is? Man, screen doors, we can make it without them. Keep the door shut. Skeeters and flies can't get in, you know. And because I would be like, I'm busy. But see what I'm saying? I wasn't on her dream. You see what I'm saying? Although I'm her husband, it was insignificant to me. Not on purpose. I love her. I've been with her for 42 years. I mean, I would give her everything I've got. I mean, I really would, you know. But it wasn't that I didn't care about her and care about, but you know what? She went to God. She went to the Lord and she started believing God without telling me anything other than she's believing God. And you know what? I'm going down the road one day, praise God. She wouldn't give up on her doors. That was something she desired. I didn't desire them. You know why? Because I'd have to put them in. I'd have to work. I'd have to. And so anyways, I'm going down the road one day, and I just had this, like, not really overwhelming, but this strong desire to get screen doors. And I thought, oh, man. Now I had God moving in me, making me want to. How many knows the Bible says it's God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure? But her faith, praise God, was moving over to my area now. So you believe for your kids, right? And your faith will move over into there. I mean, if there's barriers and demons and demonic spirits, we don't really know, but we've got our confidence in the Lord and looking for God's goodness, looking for God's favor, and the favor of God opens doors. The favor of God moves demons. The favor of God dispatches the angels that are dispatched, that are encamped around about us, watch over ministering spirits that go forth that we can't see. And you know what? Praise God, she's got her doors. I took her to Lowe's, and I don't know how long it was, and praise God, and we got the doors in. I'm really thankful for them. I like them. You know, you can leave the doors open. Skeeters will get you at my house. I don't know about y'all's house. I've got two cans. I've got a can of off in my truck. I've got a can of off in my Polaris. I leave over at that land. They're over there, too. I've got two cans on my Gator. I mean, I go down there in the okra patch, and I come back and look like I've been in the chigger patch if I got shorts on. I mean, they tear you up, man. You look down, you have about 6 or 8 on your leg. So I spray up before I go in the garden. And I'm in there, I'm protected. How many knows that's what God is to us? He's our protection. Praise God. He's our shield. He's our buckler. Hallelujah. But believe to see God's goodness in your body. Hallelujah. My body's getting older, but my body's not going to tell me I can't go. I can't do. I can't. I thought for 7 years before I had open heart surgery, I thought I can't do it. I can't do a garden anymore. I'd have them thoughts and I'd cast them thoughts down and I'd be like, I don't go by how I feel. I don't go by. The Bible says I'm strong. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I've used it here at this church, people up here. I can't play. I can't. I would tell them that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Well, see, Satan would like to come to our mind. I told Aubrey, I said, I need you playing that keyboard in 1 month. Teresa looked at her and she said, well, she offered her to go to take her to get a keyboard lesson. Aubrey's kind of gung-ho about it till she finds out that it's after school and she's going to have to leave school and go over there and she ain't going to get her whatever time. How many knows that's okay for Aubrey, but it ain't okay for me and you. We want to do something. We have a desire in our heart to prosper. Then we believe God we're going to prosper in spite of our job. Right? In spite of what we have, in spite of not looking, the Bible says for us not to look at those things that are seen, not to focus on that. Don't focus on that and determine whether you can come out of debt. I remember a time when I bought my house and paid the first bill, maybe the second bill, I don't know, and I looked at it, then the interest was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I felt like quitting. I felt like just giving up because my thinking is I'll never come out of debt. And I didn't even go 30 years. Went 20. You know, and then I told Teresa, I said, don't bring that to me again. I'm not looking at that again. Now, I know it's coming, but what was I not doing? I'm not going to look at what it looks like every month. Right? I'm just going to go forward, glory to God, and say, God, you supply all of my needs according to your riches. Lay my hands on my house and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Out of my mouth, I would say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I would lay my hands on her and say, thank you, Lord. This house don't belong to me in Wells Fargo. This house belongs to me. And Teresa, you gave it to us. I thank you, Lord, that I owe no man nothing, Lord. You're going to bring us out of debt. You're going to show us how to do it, Lord. You're going to bring us out. And you know what? Today, I don't owe nothing to nobody. I don't owe not one payment on anything. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that bragging about me and I've got and blah, blah, blah. Because if you think that already, you done missed the whole story. You done missed the whole 25 minutes that God's been telling you how to come out. That God has been telling you. I didn't do none of that. All I did is tried my best to comply and yield to the Lord and stay in faith in the process of getting that thing paid off. Right. I've got two real nice trucks now, just service trucks. One I hardly ever use, but I keep it. Because it was the first nice one that the other truck, I faked that thing together. I kept it together by faith, I'm just telling you. And it wasn't terrible, but I mean, it was not good. And so anyways, finally, you know, Teresa, she told me, she said, you need to get another. I said, I'm not going in debt. I'd done believe God and I'd done come to the place, praise God. I started out believing God that maybe he'll let me get one. And I got one. And then I believe God, I hope he comes through every time for me to pay the payment on it. So there's a no credit faith. You ain't got no credit. You find out within a year what God wants you to have, and in spite of your no credit. But now you've changed your heart. Now you ain't got good credit. Praise God if you've been here a pretty good while because you didn't pay your bills. And that's against you and that's your fault. But even your fault, even my fault, because that's what happened to me, God gave me one even though my credit was shot. But I'd already changed my heart. God, I will make every payment no matter what. See, you got to change your heart to do right. You got to have that. That's what righteousness is. No matter what, you're going to do the right thing. Your mind will tell you, what if you can't? What if you can't? You say, shut up, I can't, but God can. You just get rid of those thoughts and say, God, you're going to give me a good name. You're going to bring me out. You're going to make me the head, according to Deuteronomy 28, and not the tail. Hallelujah. I'm going to lend and not borrow. I can lend you some money, but I'm not a bank. He didn't say I had to. Right? He said, I can lend and not borrow. That's good. I just had a revelation. I'm not a bank. Because I can't charge interest according to the Lord. So banks, they doing it. They not trying to help you. They want you to borrow because they're making money off of you. They're making money off of you. You put money in there in different things, they lend your money out. And they pay you 3.5% and they make 8 or 20, whatever their interest rate is, according to your credit. Hallelujah. I don't know how I got off on that, but anyways, I know a little bit now. Praise the Lord. But see, you got to believe to see God's goodness. You got to start changing your mind, changing your thinking. Think in line with God's word. Hallelujah. I told my mama one time, she said, "Boy, you done flipped your rocker," something about land, I don't know. And I said, "Well," I said, "bless God," I said, "I'm going to go over there and walk around that." I said, "I believe God wants me to have it." I said, "I'm going to walk around that." I said, "And I'm going to anoint it." I said, "Because the Bible said, told Abraham," he said, I'll give you the land that your feet trod on." I said, "I'm his son." I got this like that. I walked in this right here with bad credit, this building. Yeah, well, it was going to be a church. And it wasn't right then. I had bigger plans than I had big plans for it, but it was not even thought of to be a church. That came later, 4 or 5 years later. Hallelujah. But I walked in this building, and I said, "Thank you, Lord." I said, it wasn't like it is now. I said, "Thank you, Lord. It looks impossible, God, but your word says all things are possible." I'm a baby Christian. All things are possible if I'll believe you, Lord. I'm believing you, God. I've done cast out all doubt. You are God. You saved me. You redeemed me. You brought my family back together. And if you can do that, bless God, I tried to keep it together 7 years before you, and now you're doing it. I thank you for this building in Jesus' name. Whatsoever things you desire, the Bible says in Mark 11, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe, you receive it, and you shall have it. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? That land got all done over. I done been offered $150,000, $160,000. Somebody wanting to buy some over there now. I just ain't going to sell nothing. I ain't doing nothing until God says. Right? I'm never going to be in a tight, but if I was to get in a tight, I ain't selling nothing. Then's not time to sell nothing, because you're going to be in a tight later. And then you're going to sell something else. You know, it's time to get out of that Lodabar thinking, get out of that bondage thinking, get out of that bondage mentality. We can't have nothing if we don't. No, get out of that and believe God. I believe God to give me a truck. I believe God to help me pay for that truck. Then the next one, I believe God, well, come on up years later. And Teresa, she says, "No, I'm not saying borrow the money to get a truck." She said, "Believe God for the truck." She said, "I'm talking about believe God for it." Well, I didn't have the money, Mac. We did not have the money at that time to even think about buying a $13,000, $14,000 truck. Not borrowing the money. Now, I bought $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 trucks, you know, payments, 5 years and whatever it is. But it's time to come on up to another level, God said. And so I come on up there and I said, "Well, bless God, hallelujah, you're right. I can believe God." What was it, about 2 or 3 weeks? About two or three weeks, boom, had the money. Glory to God, hallelujah. When me and Travis went off up yonder, Cypress, wherever we went. Huh? Tennessee. We went up there to Tennessee, prayed God, and drove that baby back, paid for. $13,500. And I had the money to go put it on the insurance and the tag. Didn't even, hallelujah. I thought, glory to God, it's real. It's really real. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you can be 15 years old and hear what I'm telling you right now, and it ain't going to take you 30 years like it did me. I'm telling you, I don't care, you can be 15 years old and you can take God at His word, start believing Him. I've had teenagers ain't got a car come up, pray for mom and them that they'll get the money and blah, blah, blah. You know, and just the natural way it normally work, parents help out and all that, you know. But I knew their parents and they didn't have no money and they just barely getting by. And I said, "I won't pray that." I said, "But I'll pray that God will give you one." And then I prayed and believed God will. And I said, "Now go get you a steering wheel cover and put it," and I preached that here, and it's happened. Yeah. Damien's got one, a Stretch-A-Flex or whatever he calls that thing. I don't know what it is. It don't matter if it's a Stretch-A-Flex or keychain or whatever. It ain't necessarily the steering wheel. It ain't even the steering wheel cover that got it. Amen. It was faith released through that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a person's faith saying, "I've got my steering wheel cover. The car's coming. It's coming. Well, it takes faith to go out there and buy a steering wheel cover and hang it on the door of your door. I mean, if you ain't got no faith, that's the stupidest thing I've heard of. That's dumb. What's wrong with him? What kind of preacher is he? Get a steering wheel cover. Then you got to get that in amongst all of them that's got steering wheel covers and line them up and say, give us a testimony while they're standing in the service. Oh, I got me a flexo weather. Whatever. Praise God. I needed a track hole. I needed a track hole, and those things were high. They were like $150,000, $30,000. And I went down here and got one. He said, well, I'll let you have it for $20,000. I called the bank, and I said, hey. I said, I want a track hole. Dad, well, just get what you want, just get me the stuff, paperwork. And I left, and I thought, I'm not going back. I'm not going to do it. But God, I need one. And you said, if I ask you whatsoever things I desire, I believe I have it. I wasn't going to pay $20. But you know what? I ended up buying a track hole for $6,000. Big one. Dude, one of my friends is going to move it. We went down there, and he pulled that thing up on that trailer, and it's 55,000 pounds, huge. And that trailer's going. And I looked at him, and I said, that's not good. I said, listen, get that thing. I'm not following you. We unloaded off of that semi. It was a semi-trailer, too. That thing was heavy, man. But it was a tall one. Needed a low boy, you know. And so I said, listen, man, I'm just going to pay you. Now, you ain't going to give me that. I said, yeah, I'm going to pay you. I said, get that thing off that trailer. I said, we're not taking that. I said, it'll end off in the ditch over yonder somewhere. Hallelujah. But it was huge. Had a scream in Detroit. I tried not to get over there before daylight because I didn't want to make enemies. I'm waking everybody up because that neighborhood stayed up partying all night, and get up at dinner. I'm out there one day with the tractor loading some hay about 7:30 one morning, and I called her Big Mouth. She run out the door. She likes me, Mac. She don't live there anymore. Hey! Hey! I heard her over the tractor with no muffler. So I shut her down. She said, hey, do you think you could wait? Can't them cows eat in the evening? I said, not today. I said, I'm not an evening person. I'm a morning guy. I'm an early bird. I like to get up, get over here, work till dinner, go home, take a nap, get up, start second shift. I said, but I'll try to think about that next time. Whamma! Fed my cows. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? She runs out one day, praise God. I mean, just a crying. She went and got down. And she didn't want me to pray. Oh, could you pray for me? Could you pray for me? I said, sure, I'll pray for you. I said, sure. I mean, she's standing there. She's drunk as a skunk. Boyfriend messed her up or something. I don't know what all it was. Well, you know what? I just heard, she was an alcoholic. I just heard she went on, and lost her job, went into rehab, got born again, come out. And somebody up there where she got her another good job, went to work up there. Somebody in her goes to church, invited her to church, praise God. And I found out she went and joined the church. Then she sent me a message on Messenger and said, how do you start a food ministry? She knew I had the food ministry down here, see? See, I needed to be up on that hill up there, not thinking that it's going to be a light to them. See, where you live, you might not think that you're being a light, but when you're believing God, you're shining, baby. The Bible says, let your light so shine that men will see your good works and they will give God glory. They will glorify the Lord. They'll say, God's in Scotty's life. God's in Nita's life. God's in Lindsay's life, if I got your name. Kimberly. I'll try not to keep up with all that. I've called Mac Johnny before. He don't look nothing like Johnny. Praise God. He ain't got a tan like Johnny. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the psalmist says, believe. I would have fainted lest I believe to see the good. Just like our heat and cooling. I turned it on. I turned on the heat a while ago just to see if it's working good. oh, it's working. The heat's working. That was God. Believing God for his goodness. Hallelujah. And you know what? It was my fault, Johnny, that we hadn't had it a long time ago, really. I just refused to believe for it because we're going to have to crawl under there. You should have seen Johnny. He looked like he grew hair. But I mean, he's under there. It looked like he just went through there mopping up all them webs, man. Come down there. He didn't even know it. He's sweating. He's all into the game under there. Boy, he's just serving God under there. You know, and it come over there, and he's looking at me, and I said, oh, hold on a minute. I got a picture of him. Praise God. I thought he done cleaned house with all them cobwebs under there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I mean, we were reaping the favor of God in that heat and cooling. We reaped the favor of God in that he brought it in. That would have cost us probably, that unit probably would have cost us with the duct work and everything around 10 grand or more. Praise God. But God. See, it don't make no difference. Don't really look at the cost of what. Don't try not to come up with your own ideas. You know, delight yourself in the Lord. Be earnestly seeking the Lord. God, what's your will about my health? Not just what Scotty preaches, not just what people say, but God, reveal to me, Lord, your word. Lord, enlighten me, Lord. Bring, you know, quicken those things. That's what he did to Abraham and Sarah. He went and spoke to them and it sparked faith. It sparked faith in them. Hallelujah. You know, and then the Bible says in Romans 4, it says that Abraham staggered not. And you know, he went on saying above that, he said, it's not of law, but it's of faith. What he meant by that, see, Abraham then probably was already accustomed to all of these sacrifices. All of these things you had to do, all these rituals, all these sacrifices, all of these, you know, like Deuteronomy, he says, if you will hearken and you will keep my commands, right? You know, there was things they had to do, sacrifices and offerings and all of that. But he comes on down and Paul says, it's not of law. He said, but it's of faith in Jesus Christ. Well, and we are the descendants of Abraham, you know. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, even righteousness don't come by the law. He said, righteousness comes by faith in Jesus Christ. He said, the right standing of God that you're in is in your faith in the Son of God. He said, and then my promises, like Abraham, he said, I made covenant with him. He said, and I've made covenant with my people, which is you, and all of y'all listening, through Jesus, through their faith in Jesus Christ. I have made covenant with them that I'll supply all their needs according to my riches. That I'll give them long, satisfied lives. But you've got to stand against sickness and disease. You've got to stand against your body being weak, right? You've got to stand against your mind. I've been on my knees, and they said I had heart attacks, you know, before I had open heart surgery. And they'd run that dye and all that stuff, and they, however they determine it. You know, and when they were telling me that, I could see me in the garden in different places and working and hurting bad between my shoulder blades. I never hurt in my heart. Never did. And I would fall to my knees, or I would bend down on one knee and I would say, Father, I thank you, Lord, that I'm strong in you and in the power of your might. And God, I will have this garden. It's my desire. I will. And my whole physical body hurting, saying, you can't go on. You can't keep doing this. You might as well retire garden. You might as well retire cutting, splitting, busting, and burning firewood. That's hard work. Y'all don't believe it? Just, I'll see you Saturday. We'll cut this big tree I'm fixing to cut. And y'all all believe it. You ain't got to have some experience, do you? But I did that, God. I'm going to your strength, God. And it's not, and you know, I can pay a good lot bill. It's not even about that. I like the good, warm, wood-burning heat. It's like no kind of heat you can get. Right? And so, praise God, I'm going to quit burning wood when I decide. Not when I let my mind and my body wash me up. Right? You can't do that. You got to stand on the word, and you got to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, by your word and by your spirit and the healing ministry of Jesus. And I say it against COVID and the flu and all of that stuff. You're turned on to it. Somebody blew and pump gas, and then you get a hold of it and then your nose itches. Then sometimes you smack a biscuit. You just eat it. I'm giving you a real scenario there that happens. I mean, when I pick boogers, I don't wash my hands and then get the gas pump. I never have. Have you? You ever picked your nose and then got out, whoa, y'all got a bathroom? I'm going to wash my hands. I pick boogers and I'm going to go and, you don't do that. We pump gas, right? Well, you know, all of that is out there, and don't be a phobomatic. Fear will cause you to be a phobo. Phobo, whatever it is. The Bible says, Johnny, that I walk by faith, not by fear of COVID on the handle, right? Yeah. Don't sound as good when you say it. You sound like, don't say that. I just got a reflection, Johnny. Praise God. No, I get up every day. Praise God, I got my vitamins. The Word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Word of God is a medicine to all of our flesh. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, now you know you can hear a good sermon like this and you, woo, hallelujah, I'm going out, but God, I'm a winner, I'm victorious. And then you can go right out there and somebody cough towards you and you go, oh God, call a doctor. Oh, I need an appointment, I want it first, I want a shot before it gets to me. What are you doing? You're operating in fear. And you know, fear is your enemy. Fear will cause you to make dumb choices. It'll cause you to run and run away from faith. The Bible says in Ephesians, it says, taking the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Right? Quenches all of them. So I say over myself all the time, flu season don't come for me. I'm not going to get what's in the school drug home. I pray it over my grandkids. I'm covering them in a shield of faith. They might be turned on to it over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was telling Monty, I think it was Sunday, I said, our church, this church is going to come to the place where something comes, sickness and disease, and it bounces off. Why? Because we're walking in the glory. Did you know Adam and Eve was walking in the glory of God? Absolutely, they were in there. They didn't know they were naked. We're going to get so in the glory. We'll know why we're naked or not, but we don't want everybody coming here skinny dipping. Praise God, hallelujah. But I was telling Monty, I said, we all going to come to the place, hallelujah, where the things come and it just hits and bounces off. I go around saying a lot, I don't get sick. I ain't got time to be sick. I'm the redeemed. I'm the healed of God. And when my throat felt scratchy the other day, and I'm like, no, 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 you don't. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I will not get sick. I will not. The Bible says me and you, we're submitted to God if we are. If we're in faith, we're submitted to God. He said, now you got to resist him. Well, it ain't necessarily the devil. Where'd it come from, sickness? Did you find any in heaven? Nope. Did you find any before the Garden of Eden? Nope. You didn't find none out in the wilderness when they were walking in the glory of God. The Bible says there was not one weak and not one sick among them. I mean, 40 years. Not one got sick. Not one was weak, not one was feeble, and not one of them was broke. Hallelujah. Well, do you believe he's the same God? Don't the Bible say I'm the Lord your God and I don't change? Right? Well, if they walked into glory and then we lost it. But then here comes Jesus. And he redeemed us back to Adam and Eve's time. We walk, he's in us. Better than that. Hallelujah. He's in us and we have his faith. All we got to do is pick up our weapons and go forward. You know, every job just about that I give a quote on, I've been getting for the last month. I've been preaching. I preach it. I don't preach it and go out to another, oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm about to come down, Lord. I mean, oh, glory to God. I don't go out there with all of that. I don't go out there when the rubber meets the road, when things are real, and try and don't practice what I'm bringing here. I try to practice it. And if I come short, I say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. The Bible says that Abraham staggered not in unbelief, but was strong in faith, kept his confidence in what God said. That's the only way you're going to be strong in faith. That's the only way. You don't have to ask the Lord, Lord, to help. Make me be strong, God. Make me zap. He's not going to zap you. He's already zapped you through Jesus. He's already gave you the power. He's already gave you the anointing. He's already filled you with his spirit. He's gave you his word. And the more of the knowledge of God that you get, the more that you walk in what you already are that you're really not walking in and that you can be and I can be. I'm believing God that every person in this church right here comes out of debt. I'm believing that every person in this church learns to discipline their flesh. Hallelujah. All of us. Discipline our flesh. I'm believing that everybody in this church has self-control. Walks in, that's the fruits of God. Hallelujah. We have them. Exercise them. Walks in it and get stronger and stronger in faith in the glory of God. Give me that Psalms 115. I'm going to close with this maybe. Ye that fear the Lord, reverence. That word fear right there means reverence the Lord. Trust the Lord. He is their help. He is their shield. I thought about this shield. Help means, I wrote something down here, maybe. Help means he is their help. What that means is making it easier for someone to do something by offering one service and resources. Right? He is your help. That means he's offers his services, makes it easier for you. It's easier for me to stand in faith today, Johnny, than it's ever been. Why? Because I've walked and exercised and learned some things and put it into practice. And the more you practice, the easier it gets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that he is their shield. And I thought about this. I went and you can't rob me with cell phones. Now, bless God, you just can't do it. I've been this way since 1990-something. and so I just believe God that I won't get robbed. And supernatural things just happen with cell phones. Anyways, I dropped my phone, scratch them up and all that. And Travis and them brought up getting what they call an otter box or whatever, you know, and putting it in there, you know. And I thought, oh, man, they just want to rob you. But anyhow, I went and got me one of them. I thought, well. And I'm going in the store one day, and it come off of my side and went under the tire of this lady's car. And she's already got it in reverse. And before I could scream at her, she runs over it. And I thought, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. And then that back tire hit it, and the front tire hit it. And I thought to myself, good Lord Almighty. And I went over there and got that thing, and I looked at it, and it's still like a brand new one. That otter box, called, if it had been it naked, if it hadn't have no protection, it would have got crushed. But you know what? I got that. What I did is I was kind of like God by that cell phone. I put protection around that cell phone, and I've run over it with a tractor, and it didn't crush it. Hallelujah. It protected that phone. You know, and all of that, you know. And that's what that means. He's your shield. Let God, He's got His hand on you. He's got His protection. He's His protection on you. His favor on you. His grace on you. Praise God. And I mean, there can't anything by any means hurt you unless you open the door and say, I surrender. I surrender to being robbed every time I turn around by the devil. I surrender. I'm just going to stay in oppression. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm planting it in them grandkids, pray God, to know God, walk with God. I mean, I ain't just setting them down and drilling. You know, that's not what it is. It says train them, right? Train them. That means, number one, you know, I got to, if I'm not up doing it myself, it's going to be hard to convince them. But you know, if I'm standing in faith, believing God, I like the statement. Now, Aubrey was talking about the fruit stand, you know, that I did it. I could care less about that thing as far as personally, you know. But I mean, they made a couple of $100 this summer each. I mean, that's like $2,000 or $3,000 to somebody. 10 and 7, you know. And I just, the other day, Aubrey comes in, she's got her wallet over there, and she's got 100 out or whatever she had, 120, 30, she's 10. And I didn't really know what she's doing. She got her tithe envelope out, and she's one of the ones that went back under, I'm not giving Jesus nothing. Jesus ain't getting nothing. Well, I found out that she put five $5 bills in there on her own. Nobody said nothing to her. She gave $25 offering. Another week I found out that she gave a $15 offering on her own. Nobody telling her nothing. When the offering comes around, I'm thinking, oh man, that's too much for a little 10-year-old to be giving and all of that. And I'm like, leave that baby alone, devil. You ain't going to get me to say nothing to her. You go right on, baby, and you give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press. She might be laying up right now for her car. She might be laying up for her husband later on. Pray God. She might be sowing right now into her future. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe in God. Hallelujah. She's not going to struggle with believing God. Why? She's raised around it. She hears it here. She hears it at home. We're believing to come out of debt. And by the time she gets up there, she's going to be in the place. I'm not buying nothing on payments. Like, I'm going to believe this God that I've been hearing about for 15 years or 18 years. I'm going to believe Him that I don't have to be in bondage. That next generation needs to come up believing this stuff. Instead of us training them to go to the bank and borrow. Hallelujah. I'm not against borrowing. Don't think I've borrowed my whole life. I'm done. I'll never borrow another dime in my life. I'm done with debt. But God, I done learned how to believe God and bring it in. I believe in God for my cows, and Teresa could care less about cows. And I needed about $1,400, $1,500. I don't remember what it was. And I'd believe in God for that. And she said, how much you need? And I told her, you know, and she comes in there and slaps it on me. And I'm like, whoa, that's a miracle. She bought some cows for me. She paid my cows off. I thought, Lord, you even moved on my wife that had her own money now. And felt generous and just give. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? She's going to reap off my cows. My cows are going to bless her. She done already sold one herd and scored. I scored, bless God. And I told her everything that we got, it's ours. Together. Right? Oh, she's a wealthy woman. She married a wealthy man, 27 years old, didn't have nothing but a bunch of broken dreams. See your husband, your wife serving God, they don't know how wealthy they are. Because God's going to hook you up with the Word. He's going to hook you up as you pray and you fast and you move forward and you decide to serve God and you decide not to lean to your own understanding, and He's going to manifest His glory, hallelujah, to you. And everybody going around you that don't even realize what a blessing you are is going to be blessed by you. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, believe to see the goodness of God. Don't look at all the elements. I mean, the heat is pretty tough. you know, you're having to work outside and all of that stuff, you know. But every stage of my life, it don't make any difference. I believe God to help me and strengthen me. That's what you do. If you don't, you'll end up giving in to the elements around you. Well, I was at the men's meeting last month, and it has been hot. I mean, I'm ready to go. I need to go home and get an alp at 11:30 when it's 96 degrees. And you're working in metal buildings with no insulation. It gets terribly hot in there. Anyways, we was up to men's meeting up there, and somebody said, "Ooh, you liking this hot weather?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm not." I said, "But I'm praising God through it." In other words, I'm not going to let that be one of my downfalls of complaining. Boy, I'm telling you right now, it is hot. Boy, it's hot. It's hot. Oh, yeah, and everybody get in there. It's terrible. I'm telling you, I was weak by 9 o'clock. I was blah, 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 blah. Don't get into all of that. Keep your confession the same. Paul says, therefore, as we have believed, therefore we what? Confess. We speak it. If we believe we're the redeemed, then we say it. We speak it. We think it. If we believe we're the healed, then we say it. We speak it. We believe it. We praise Him for it. Praises brings breakthrough. And I'm going to close with this. You remember Paul and Silas? Y'all do. I've preached it here, and y'all have all read it in the Bible. But when God's speaking, it means more. They're in there, and they've been beat and whipped and terrible. I mean, I bet you I would have felt washed up. I don't know. They were beat and thrown in prison. But the Bible says at the midnight hour, they begin to sing praises unto God. They begin to sing. And I bet you they begin to, I don't know if they knew that or not. Thanks be unto God, which always gives me the victory. But I know He knew Jesus. But you know what? They begin to praise God, and a breakthrough came. See, they begin to sing and sing praises to God. See, your heart, praises comes from the heart. That's why we're kind of like drifting away from clapping. I know it's a little awkward. It is for me. It was awkward for me to have to come here and sit here for a whole hour during prayer and praise. A whole hour. I mean, I sat in the back because they blasted. But you know what? Praise God. I trained myself to praise God there. In that wouldn't come. It was out, I felt out of place. And you know, praise don't come from our hands. Praise comes from the heart. And we're trying to put it into motion. We feel like that's God. Not saying that we're not praising God when we're clapping. Not saying none of that. And it's okay if you do, praise the Lord. But we want to shift into an honor. A more of an honoring God through praise. Lifted up holy hands to the Lord. Singing praises from our heart and not just our lips to the Lord. Because the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. He inhabits. He comes there. You honor Him in your personal life. He shows up in your personal life. You honor Him in this church right here we're going to. He shows up where He's honored. Wherever He's respected and wanted, that's where He shows up. And when He shows up, guess what? Your body's healed, man. Change. I mean, revelation coming. All kinds of things happening. Get out there and they cancel your debt. I've heard of several got their debts canceled in the last couple of weeks concerning this church. Got their debts just wiped out. Just wiped out. I was listening to a sermon with Keith Moore, More Life Ministries, and that lady, she got up, his wife got up. She said, "Any of y'all newcomers in here, stand up. Just stand up." She said, "Where everybody can see you." She said, "Because you know what? They liable to pay your car off. Somebody in here is just liable to pay your car off. It happens all the time." And everybody's, they just lifted up hands and begin to glorify God. They've had car, and I thought, wow, glory to God. I never thought about that, man. I mean, people in the church just start paying. I thought, we've been doing that. We put that letter back there. See, God's wanting to manifest Himself more. He's going to. Not want to. We're going to let Him in Jesus' name. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise You. And we